Good morning and welcome back to the Brenham ISD Today Show, where it's always a great day to be a Cub, even in the midst of a school closure with the coronavirus. I am your host, Jessica Johnston, and our guest today is, your title is a mouthful, Director of Curriculum, Instruction, and Accountability, Sarah Cook. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Thanks for being with us.
Of course.
So a lot of uncertainty right now, and I think that the questions we're going to work through this morning are going to give parents just some insight into what this looks like right now and hopefully answer some of those burning questions. So first of all, kind of take us through what learning looks like at home right now for Brenham ISD students.
So Brenham ISD students right now, they have two options to get their instruction for learning at home. We do have our paper copies, our packets that have been picked up every 2 weeks since April, the beginning of April. And so students can work through that paper copy, or they have a choice to go online through our Emergency Instructional System, or EIS, online learning through the Brenham ISD website. The current packet that students are working on now was picked up April 23rd, and it will cover instruction from this Monday, April 27th through May 8th. And our final packet pickup will be on May 7th to cover content for the remainder of the school year. Within this instruction, you're going to see a variety of assignments for all of your core classes: math, reading, language arts, science, social studies. The students will have access to videos, their assignments, and even choice board activities where they can choose some of the things that they would like to do.
That's a lot to unpack. There is a lot going on for sure. I know one of the big questions that we've been hearing is, are students covering previously taught material, or is there new content coming out?
It is a variety of both. Teachers have been very good about looking at what students will need for the next year and using that material to review what they've already taught. But they are also including new material for their students. Teachers are busy each week creating videos that they are posting to the EIS system, and those videos cover that new content or provide assistance for the topics to be taught that week. And if students are learning through the paper packet, there is a link provided on that packet that you can access through your phone or a tablet if you're not working through a computer.
You know, even just this morning, my second grader was working through multiplication and arrays, and although these are concepts that as a 20-year, you know, veteran in public education, I know these concepts, but he watched like a 12, 14-minute long video from a teacher on his grade level. And then in the packet was a copy of the slides that she went through in the video, which were so helpful to me as a parent. So when we sat down to do the practice, he had already seen the video. I had the slides in front of me to kind of reinforce it and make sure I was steering him in the right direction. It feels like such a great fit.
Yes, I think teachers are working very hard to be creative and find ways to get the content to the students, but also provide some of that support for parents that are helping their students through lessons as well.
Absolutely. I know you and I are both mothers of two children in Brenham ISD, and so I know we often have to take off our staff hat and put on our mom hat to kind of look at this through a different lens, and I feel just so good as a mom about what is being produced now by our teachers.
Absolutely. So, yeah. I'm so proud of the work they've done this
Absolutely.
Year.
Absolutely. So talk to us about how and when students are going to start receiving grades for their work.
So last week, the temporary grading guideline revisions came out. They were posted. And so students will begin receiving grades for the work in this current packet, and that will continue on through May 15th. The assignments that students will be graded on are very clearly marked in the packet and online, so that parents and students are well aware of which assignments that they will be turning in for a grade. In kindergarten through eighth grade, except for our high school credit courses, they will be earning an E, an S, an N, or a U for the work that they submit to their teachers. And high school courses will receive a complete or incomplete. Students can submit these assignments digitally if their teachers are using Google Classroom and they have access to a computer or a tablet or phone. Parents or students can also take photos or a scan and email that work to the teacher, or they can even turn that paper packet back into their campus when completed, and the instructions for that for each campus will be coming from that campus principal. But there will be an option now to turn those paper packets in so that teachers can see those assignments if necessary.
And I also just want to point out, too, that if you have questions about your child's work or the packet or what your specific campus has decided to do, please feel free to reach out to those teachers or the instructional specialist for that campus or the administrator. We keep saying, you know, school closure, when really this is just suspension of normal school operations. Even though our facilities are closed, our staff members are still very hard at work. So please email those questions. There are some office hours here at the central office if you want to call our main line, which is 277-3700, and somebody can route you to the proper place to leave a voicemail as well. So if parents or students have questions about their learning at home, other than contacting their teacher or principal, what is it that you recommend?
Well, teachers do have set office hours that they are available for immediate contact each day, and those should have been communicated. If not, you can send a quick email to your teacher, your student's teacher, and find out when those times are. But those teachers, they are all available for communication with parents and students. They can be emailed anytime if you have questions. I know many of our teachers are also holding Zooms or Google Hangouts where they can check in with their kiddos and see if they have any questions that they need explained. So Ms. Johnston said, the teachers are still hard at work, and they do still want to hear from you and from their students that they miss so much. So if you do have questions, please, please reach out to those teachers, and they are there to help us through all of this.
So moving to kind of our secondary kiddos, talk to us about the students that were in STAR or EOC tested grade levels or courses.
Well, any student in grade 3 through 8 would be set to take multiple STAR tests this year. The state of Texas has waived those for the students this year. As long as they pass the grade level, they will not need to take those tests. In our high school courses, if they are in 11th grade or below, and they are currently enrolled in an EOC-tested course, as long as they earn credit for that course, they are waived from needing that EOC test as a graduation requirement. For seniors, should they still need to pass any EOC tests, they will be meeting with the individual graduation committees to determine what needs to be completed for the student to be able to be waived for any EOCs that they have not passed in order to graduate.
Great. Anything else that you'd like for our parents to know about teaching and learning through the suspension of normal school operations?
Well, you know, this is a change for all of us. This is a learning curve for everybody. None of us have had to do this in the past. So we just ask for your patience and your grace, and know that we are all here at Brenham ISD to help you and to assist you and your students through this time period as we adjust to learning at home. And we just can't wait for the students to be able to come back and learn in our classrooms.
Absolutely. Couldn't have said it better. Also want to remind all of our listeners that Teacher Appreciation Week is next week, May 4th through the 8th. So take that opportunity to reach out to your child's teacher or any Brenham ISD staff member. Give them a pat on the back. we know our parents are working hard and our staff members are too. So it's just a good opportunity to stop and say thank you. Sarah, thank you for being with us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
And thanks to all of you for tuning in. We'll be back next week to talk about more great things happening in Brenham ISD.